And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Day the Butterfly Flew. Sparky found a very valuable butterfly. At least that was Yuki Butch's opinion. Mayor Plumfront concurred. And so, Yuki sent upstate to East Cantankerous, Illinois, to ask his friend, Professor Nicholsworthy, who is a bug expert, to come down to Yuki's farm and take a look at this rare butterfly. When the professor saw it, his eyes lit up. He was delighted. As a matter of fact, he's been trying to get Sparky to give him the butterfly so he can donate it to the East Cantankerous Institute of Bugnology for research. But Sparky just isn't buying that.
But Sparky, lad, don't you understand? The professor wants you to give your butterfly to the East Cantankerous Institute of Bugnology out of interest to science.
No!
Now, Sparky, don't you realize if you do this, you'll be contributing a great thing to the world of science?
No.
Well, Sparky, lad, you have to give your butterfly to Professor Nicholsworthy.
Yes, lad.
No, Mayor.
But, Sparky, Professor Nicholsworthy will study your butterfly and perhaps solve the mystery of their strange behavior. Now, Sparky, give your butterfly...
No.
Sparky, lad, if you give your butterfly to Professor Nicholsworthy, I'll give you my Ginger-White private eye detective outfit, complete with badge and disguises for all occasions. What about it, lad? Does that mean that you'll do it, Sparky, lad?
Well, I'll think about it, Yuki.
Oh, fine. What do you think of that, Professor Nicholsworthy?
Well, what's the prof mean by that, Yuke?
Well, he means fine. In fact, real fine. Yeah, that's what he means. He means fine.
I've made my decision.
Oh, fine, Spike. I'm fine. Okay, just give the jar with a butterfly in it to Professor Nicholsworthy, and we'll take it back to the East Cantankerous Institute of Bugnology.
Now, wait a minute, Yuki. I didn't say I was going to give my butterfly to the professor.
Oh, now, Sparky lad, that's the deal we made. You give the professor your butterfly, and I'll give you my genuine private eye detective outfit, complete with badge and disguises for all occasions.
That's right, lad. That's the deal Yuki made with you.
And, Sparky, once you make a deal, you should always live up to it, you know.
Now, wait a minute. I didn't make any deal. I said I'd think about it.
Well, you did think about it, Sparky lad. You stood there for almost a whole minute thinking about it.
That's right. I thought about it, and I decided that I'm not going to give my butterfly to Professor Nicholsworthy. And you can mean all you want to, Professor, because I like my butterfly. He's my pet. I'm not going to give him away.
Yes, Professor? What is it, Professor? Just a minute, fellas. Professor Nicholsworthy wants me to step over in the corner and have a little conversation about something here.
Now, Sparky, I think you're just being a bit stubborn.
I'm surprised at you, lad. I never thought that you'd act like this.
Well, I just can't help it. Roger's my pet butterfly. I like Roger. I'm just not going to give him away.
Well, Sparky, after all, Roger isn't just an ordinary butterfly.
Yeah, I know. But he's my pet butterfly. My pet. P-E-T-T, pet. And that's why I won't give him away.
Well, that isn't what I mean. Roger is more than just a butterfly. He's a specimen of butterfly which is supposed to be extinct. There aren't supposed to be any more like him in the whole world.
That's right, lad. In fact, those there butterflies have been a mystery to science for over 1,000 years.
Don't you see, Sparky? You found one. You found what could well be the missing link of the butterfly world. In the interest of science, Sparky, I'd almost say it was your duty. Yes, your duty to the world to give this butterfly to Professor Nicholsworthy and let him and other scientists study it and do research.
Oh, boy. Well, I wish you wouldn't put it that way.
Say, fellas, lad, the professor and I have had a little talk. Lad, Professor Nicholsworthy says that he'll give you $100 out of his own pocket for that butterfly.
Well, Yuki, what'll he do with my butterfly after I give it to him?
Why, they'll study it, lad. They'll take their butterfly and look at him under a microscope, and then after they pin him down on a board, they'll give him a real examination.
Pin him on a board? You're kidding. Pin him on a board? Won't that hurt him?
Why, no, Sparky. He won't be alive when they do it to him.
He won't be alive?
No.
You mean they're going to... Oh, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 I'm not, no, no,
Sparky,
no, no,
Sparky,
no, no,
Sparky,
no, sir,
listen,
don't let
Sparky,
anybody do anything to my
listen,
butterfly.
That's the only way they can study a butterfly.
That's right, Sparky, after all, he's only a butterfly, it can't be helped.
That's right.
And remember, it's all in the interest of science.
Your name will go down in history, lad. You'll be in all the history books as the feller who found the last existing link in the butterfly world, and who knows, maybe you'll be the feller... We'll give the world of science the answer to some questions that have been baffling the world for over 1,000 years.
Well...
Go ahead, Sparky. Let Professor Nicholsworthy have your butterfly.
Well... Well, let me take him out on the front porch and say goodbye to him. I'd like to be alone with him for, you know, before I let him go.
Yeah, sure, lad. Fine. There, do you hear that, Professor Nicholsworthy? The lad's going to let you have the butterfly. Just
I'll be right back. You just let me be alone out on the front porch with Roger while I say goodbye to him. Boy, I sure hate to do this, but I guess if I have to, I have to. Boy, butterfly, I guess I'm going to have to say goodbye to you. Please cut that out. Don't wiggle your antenna at me like that. I can't stand it. I know you don't want to leave me, and I don't want to give you away either, but they said that it was going to be out of interest to science. They also said they're going to stick you to a board with a pin. Boy, I can't really do that to you. I just can't. Hey, what's going on here? Hey, wait a minute. What's the matter? My butterfly isn't even in the jar. Well, he was in here just a second ago. Now, where could he have gone? I wonder if he disappeared. Big John? Hey, Mayor, Yuki. Hey, hurry up and come on out of here. Come on out real quick.
What's the matter? What's the matter out here, Sparky? Is there something wrong?
Yeah, what's the matter, lad?
Something happened, did they, Sparky, lad?
Look at the jar my butterfly was in.
What do you mean, was in? Uh-oh. Look at that.
The jar is empty.
Empty?
Yeah.
What happened?
While I was sitting on the porch step saying goodbye to him, he just up and disappeared. No, no, Professor Nicholsworthy. No kidding, honest. That's it. It's just the way it happened. One minute I was looking into the jar and Roger was in there, and the next minute he was gone.
Well, that's a little hard to believe, Sparky lad.
Now, Sparky, you wouldn't tell a fib, would you?
Lad, you didn't by any chance take the lid off that there jar on purpose and let your butterfly accidentally get away now, did you?
Oh, Mayor, no! Hey, here comes an automobile up the driveway. I wonder who that is.
Well, I don't know. Never saw that there car before. There's a sign or something hanging up there on the windshield.
Yeah, it looks like it might be. I can't read what it says.
The car looks familiar. Seems to me I've seen it somewhere before.
Wait, isn't that Mr. Squelch by this car, the special delivery mailman?
Oh, sure, I believe it is. By George, Sparky, you're right. That is Mr. Squelch Feather.
Special delivery mailman, you say? Hey, must be getting a letter out here on the farm, I guess. Well,
hi, Mr. Squelch Feather. Have you got a letter for Yuki Butcher?
That's right, little boy. I have a special delivery here for Mr. Yuki Butcher. Here you are, Yuki.
Ah,
looks mighty important. It's from Indianapolis, Indiana. Held it up to the light. Couldn't make out what the letter says.
Well, we shall soon find out what it says. Just let me tear open the envelope. Oh, hey, did you say from Indianapolis, Indiana? Indianapolis, Indiana? You mean, you know, Indianapolis?
Right there in front of the envelope.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Here, let me read this here letter. Let's see, it says, fine.
What is it, Yuki?
It's from the automobile racetrack up there in Indianapolis. They said I should get up there right away for the time trials for the big 500-mile Memorial Day race. And it also says that you should get up there for the midget auto race, lad. What do you think of that?
Hey, I almost forgot about that big auto race. Oh, and I'm going to be in it. Oh, boy. Wowie, kids. Now we're all going up to Indianapolis, Indiana for the big Memorial Day race. Yuki's going to race in it, and I'll bet he wins for that new kind of race auto he invented. Almost forgot about that. Then another thing, I'm going to race in a special race for the midget race autos. Oh, boy, that'll be fun. Hey, look at Yuki now. Oh, he's all excited. He forgot all about Professor Nicholsworthy and my butterfly. You know, maybe that butterfly didn't disappear, really. I mean, maybe while I was talking to myself, I absentmindedly, accidentally, took the lid off the jar and let the butterfly get away. Could be. Well, I'll see you later, kid. So long.